She turned 36 yesterday, but Mariah Carey has already been celebrated as one of the world's best recording artists. During the 1990s, the Long Island native made 8 smash albums, a string of hit singles, and won 2 Grammys. Carey was the first artist to top the charts each year of that decade. She surpassed the Beatles by spending the most cumulative weeks atop the Hot 100 singles chart. Only Elvis has been in the number one slot longer. But Carey was less successful in her personal life. In 1998, after 5 years of marriage, she split with record mogul Tommy Mottola, the man who helped spark her career. In 2001, Carey's very public emotional breakdown was followed by what some called a professional collapse. She starred in Glitter, which became a box office flop, and sales of the soundtrack were disappointing by the superstar standards. 4 years later, the resilient pop diva returned with a new attitude and the Grammy-winning album titled The Emancipation of Mimi. Carey says her new music is proof that she's overcome the naysayers who had already dismissed her.
I think I wouldn't have been blessed with such a phenomenal success with this album if it were about anger right now for me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I had to go through a situation where people did write me off, because people really do tend to believe whatever they read, whatever they see in the papers. And I used to be one of those people until I experienced what it can be like to go through something that's, you know, really deep and really kind of you know, intense. And to go from that and to just be creative and to make an album and to not lose faith in myself, I think, was my lesson.
When you look at someone like Whitney, a contemporary of yours, a friend of yours who's gone through so much trouble, I know one of the things that you wanted people to understand is that you saw the need to stop when your world was getting crazy. Isn't that part of the issue and part of the problem, that people in this business aren't able to kind of take a look and say, whoa?
Yeah, and I understand it. But, you know, I think that my tolerance level for dysfunction is so high because I grew up, you know, in a very dysfunctional environment, and then I went straight into a really abusive, dysfunctional relationship as a very young person. And I know how to adapt. You know, it's easy for me to adapt, and I kind of had the outlook and the mentality of, why should I be blessed with my dream coming true and also having a happy personal life? I didn't expect it. I didn't feel I deserved it.
There was guilt there.
Yeah, it's like, why should I be the exception to the rule? I'm on TV now. Here I am. I'm living my dream. And yeah, my home life is miserable and intolerable for most people. But, you know, for me, like, you know, I just dealt with it because I figured, you know, that's how it was supposed to be. I had never had anything different, you know. But I think that after I overcame the obstacle of that insecurity, yeah, I was like excited to be free and looking, you know, forward to all the things that would come my way. But then I was still embroiled in this like battle and still dealing with a person who was, you know, we had a personal involvement and we were working together still. So it was tough. So, you know, that didn't end until I actually said halt and had my own problems. And then I was left alone. My own problems really stemmed from that whole situation.
Do you allow yourself to look back and look at the success you've had? I mean, 10 times platinum albums, et cetera, et cetera. Do you ever allow yourself to embrace some of that?
I really do now. And you know what? It's funny because when people ask me, like, well, how do you feel about those people who wrote you off? You know, I have to explain, like, even when they wrote me off, I was already in the history books with a lot of these things. Like, I still had broken those records. So for people to write me off, the only thing was it was a little bit jarring for me that people were so quick to write me off and were so brutal about it. But, you know, you have to go through things in order to come out the other side, like I said. And, you know, yes, it'd be wonderful if one day people didn't have to ask me about all that stuff and didn't have to say, are you black? Are you white? Are you brown? Are you, you know, green? But the thing is, it is important because a lot of biracial kids tell me that, you know, they had nobody to look up to before I came out. And a lot of kids who felt like, you know, they weren't accepted by either side didn't, you know, really have someone that they could look to and say, you can succeed even though you may feel weird or different because of this.
Last question. Yes. What's upcoming for you? I know you've got the new video coming out that you shot in Paris. People will be looking for that. But also, what else is down the line for you?
Well, there's a lot of really exciting stuff that's going on for me. I do want to make sure people know that this single, Say Something, with Snoop and Pharrell is coming out. And we did shoot the video in Paris, and that was really, really fun. And Fly Like a Bird is the other song. And it's real important to me because it does have a message. And after putting out these records and having these number ones from this album, it was kind of important to be able to put out just a record for the sake of, you know, loving it as an artist. You know, it's it's an artistic moment for me. And it's also, there's a message there that needs to be heard.
And an inspirational moment for you as well to lend that.
Exactly. And my pastor begins the song by speaking, you know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And I know there was a time when I needed to hear that and nobody said it to me.
Somehow I know that there's a place above with no burden and struggling, free of all atrocities and suffering, because I feel the unconditional love from one who cares enough for me to erase all my burdens and let me be free to fly like a bird, take to the sky. I need you now, Lord, carry me high.
There's a lot going on. I'm going to be filming a movie with Lee Daniels in April, and that's really exciting because he saw me in Wise Girls, which was an independent project that
I did.
You
should note Lee Daniels, the man behind Monsters Ball.
Yes. So it's a huge compliment that he called me to do this project, and I'll be spending a lot of time in Tennessee, and that's also the name of the movie. That's coming up really soon, and I'm going on tour this year, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Mariah Carey, we thank you so much for your time, and we still congratulate you. I didn't think you went anywhere, but congratulations on a huge year. And
thank you, Ed.
I'm sure that it's just more and more to come from you.
Well, I appreciate you so much, and it's always good to talk to you. But, if it's worth-